Well, some of the crowd are on the pitch.
Much better.
Fucking hell. Didn't realise how bad the other one connection was.
What? Why? What? You can hear me or something?
Well, no. Just when you do like a call or whatever, like straight off, you think it's not until you have the much better quality. Like,
yeah.
10 seconds later, you realise how shit that was.
Yeah, that was definitely shit.
Fucking hell.
Right, let me just see if my sound levels are all good. How do I sound, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
Do I sound all right?
Perfect, Wayne. Perfect. Fucking hell. I don't know what the problem was before.
Skype do that sometimes. It just nothing you can do with that one call fix that you're just better off. And
that was fucked up.
Recalling. That sounded like just a load of static, didn't it?
Yeah, just like pure static in the background. I don't know what was going on. But I've done the rundown. Do you want to hear it?
Talk last week's football. Look at the scores and maybe preview next week.
That's it. Exactly right, yeah.
Brilliant.
So, yeah, results, then fancy, then the week ahead, then done.
Awesome.
Okay, should we just crack on with it? Are you doing anything? Are you doing anything with Chris afterwards?
He's not said anything to me.
He said something about, are we doing Saturday tonight? I said, well, you can.
No, like I say, he won't ask me, will he? He just put slurp.
Yeah, what? I know, I don't even know what that means.
So must be a Yankee thing.
Yeah.
Slurp.
Okay, right. Should we just crack on with it then?
Yeah, it feels like I've missed something, but I ain't.
Have you got all your tabs up for the fantasy league and stuff?
I've got last week's scores. I'll do fixtures one click and after we've done that. Just let me sign into the FA one. You can start thingying if you want.
What? Start going?
Yep.
Three, two. Hello and welcome to episode 2 of the Fantasy Footy on DSJMP. I am your host, Ant the Vigilante. Week 1's in the bag. No, football season's officially started. Some good results, some bad results. We'll get into our fantasy. But I've got a little friend and I. Wayne is a baker. How are you, mate?
Don't call me friend.
Oh, that's a bit harsh, isn't it? Don't call you.
Call me little. That's fine.
But don't call your friend. What should I call you then? Acquaintance?
I don't know.
What should I call you then?
I didn't think that far ahead.
All right. Fair enough. Well, my little acquaintance is here anyway. Are you a bit upset because you had a bad fantasy? We'll get into the fantasy a bit later, but you had a bad week, didn't you?
I think my predictions are all right. It's just the yeah, I had a terrible week.
Yeah, you did.
I can't justify it.
What did you think of the first week as a whole?
Interesting.
It is interesting. Some interesting results, to say the least. Should we go through the first game? Should we go through the this week's results?
Yeah.
Why not? First game was Manchester United versus Tottenham. Now, I only watched the highlights of this, but
didn't
to me...
miss anything.
Yeah, I know, but Tottenham looked like the better team to me, from what I saw. But the result went Man United's way, with the very first ever starting goal to a Premier League season being an own goal.
It went the way it always do between Man United and Tottenham. Tottenham started well first 15 minutes, and then United fluke a goal, and it turns into nothing. Just United sit back, don't need to go forward, and Tottenham just couldn't then break them down after that. Yeah. They picked up a bit more in the second half, but you didn't get the feeling they're ever going to push them.
We had a discussion last week on the show where we was discussing who should we start, Carrick or Schweinsteiger. They started with Carrick. So
I think that's right, to be honest.
I think that's right as well. Especially for the time being, anyway. Let Schweinsteiger get his feet. But poor old Harry Kane didn't have a good game, did he? But
no, he was actually looked like the better provider than the goal scorer, to be honest, which is something that he weren't doing last year. So perhaps he's been working too hard the other way and losing touch of his finishing, but there's signs that him and Eriksen are going to click again this year, so
Yeah, I think they lack a another striker. I think there's a it's the same with a lot of teams at the minute. They're lacking that really striker, and I'll get to Arsenal in a minute. But people say I shit on Tottenham, and I don't, absolutely don't. I respect Tottenham as a football team. I know I'm an Arsenal fan, but I am quite unbiased. Lots of friends are Tottenham fans. Oh God, it sounds like they're a black person, doesn't it? I've got lots of Tottenham friends. And
I'm not a Spursist.
But I personally felt, just on the match of the day that I was watching, that Tottenham were the better team. Disappointing to lose like that, 1-0. But they'll take heart in that because, you know, other than a freak goal, it was there was holding Man United at home. So, anyway, let's move on. The next one, Bournemouth versus Aston, boring Villa. 1-0 again to Villa. You said that Bournemouth were going to riot on their first day.
Everyone,
I think we both did, didn't we?
Everyone said it, the pundits, everything, and it just never happened. By all accounts, I didn't see the highlights of this one. By all accounts in the match report that I read, that was they couldn't take any opportunities. They just struggled. They were getting sort of up the other end, but they weren't doing anything with the ball once they were up there, and that's really worrying because if they stay like that, they're going to fall behind in this league very quickly.
That they will. That they will. Just a day with a 72nd minute goal there. That's one of their. Is that one of their new signings?
Yeah, I'd say so.
I'd never heard of him, so it must be.
They've got a whole new team, so it wouldn't be surprising.
They have. Yeah, they started with quite a few new boys. Jordan Ayew, I heard, had a decent game in this one. But yeah, I didn't see it either, so we'll skip past that one. Everton 2, Watford 2. Now, what do you reckon to this one? Because I did watch quite a bit of this one.
I streamed the second half of this one illegally, so I actually can speak quite much, quite highly on the second half. And the
especially last 10 minutes.
It was a fantastic game. I'm glad I turned, because I watched the first half of the Norwich game, and that was just getting a bit boring, especially when Palace went 2-0 up. That was just like, they're going to see the game out. So we went sort of flicking around and found
about
us.
About Everton Watford.
And we straight, yeah, I was just saying, I watched the first half of Norwich one.
Oh, right, okay.
That got to 2-0 Palace, and I was like, wow. So we went, found a stream of the Everton-Watford one, and the second half of that was fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. Last 10 minutes was certainly lit on fire. And with, so Leon with a 13-minute 1-0, and then it went to the last 15 minutes with my boy, Ross Barkley, with a 76th-minute goal. Then Watford went 2-1 up with Ighalo on 83 minutes and then Kone on 86 minutes, making it 2-2. It went 96 minutes. Was there many injuries in the second half? I didn't see their 6 minutes worth there.
No, but when you get all goals and stuff like that flying in at the end, the referee's got to add 30 seconds. That's 2 minutes. Yeah. There could have been a couple of normal injuries. I can't remember anything offhand, but I was drinking. So.
Oh, dear. Wayne's drinking.
You know what amnesia I get from drinking. But to be honest, there's certainly issues with Watford being able to keep concentration.
I'd take heart. If I was Watford, I'd take heart in that because I thought Everton were going to win it. What did you reckon to Ross Barkley's goal?
Smack. Looked like one of those when you hit it so hard and the spin on it. It looked like there was a deflection, but it weren't. It was just that well hit. The goalkeeper stood no chance.
He's a special young player, he is. Okay, let's move on. Goal, do you reckon that was the goal of the weekend?
There was a couple of goals of the weekend.
Yeah, we'll
to
get
honest.
To Liverpool's one in a minute. Leicester versus Sunderland. Leicester 4-4. Sunderland 2. Wow, we were shitting on Leicester last week and they won 4-2. But to be fair, we was also shitting on Sunderland quite a bit as well. But these are two teams that we both sort of think are going to be down there at the end of the season. So you could say this is a sort of bit of a six-pointer. And Leicester walked out 4-2 with goals from Vardy, Mahrez with two goals on 18 minutes and one penalty. And Matty Albrighton, underrated player him. And Sunderland scoring with Defoe and Fletcher.
Certainly Leicester have kept their good form going from last year.
Yeah. Did you know that if you took the last 10 games of the season, they were Premier League winners?
It's unreal when you break seasons up into that and stuff.
Last 10 games, Leicester would have won the Premiership title last year. And they've carried that on with a 4-2 win without
with
their manager.
A new manager. So
good result, and I'm sure it was an entertaining game. I didn't watch any of it, so
I didn't see any of that one.
I'll skip on. Here's one I did see a bit of, and that's Norwich 1, Crystal Palace 3. We said that Crystal Palace are going to have a great season. We said Norwich might struggle. What do you reckon to that one? I do like little Redmond. I should have got him in my dream team, but I didn't. He scored on 69 minutes, but goals from Zaha on 39, Delaney on 49, and Kabay, another player who we were rating for being at Crystal Palace last week, on 90 minutes. Good game this was. I really enjoyed it.
Saw the first half, like I said, and the goal actually come for Palace against the run of play. Norwich were the better team. So, yeah. But that's the thing. When you're going against, I say established, they've only had 1 year up there or whatever, but...
Now, did you see Cameron Jerome's goal that wasn't a goal?
I've only seen highlights of that bit because obviously that was the second half, but that shouldn't have been disallowed.
What the hell is going on with football? If you took that goal away, then you've got to take away some of the best goals in football history.
So say all overhead kicks because he was not near anyone. If someone was dipping their head to go for the ball, to head the ball, and he went to do that, yes, I could say fair enough, dangerous play. But no one was going for the ball. He'd done an overhead kick, clear as anything, and disallowed.
Do you know what fucked me off the most about it? Is that the referee gave the goal. And then it was the linesman who called for dangerous play. And he consulted the linesman. Why is the linesman getting involved? Like, unbelievable. Unbelievable. The referee should just shut the linesman down and said, no, I think this is fine. Let's carry on.
That'd have been 2-2 and a whole different story.
Exactly. Would have been a whole different story. Crazy decision. Zaha, do you think he's going to have a big season?
Couldn't get much lower from where he stock fell to.
No, very true.
But, so he's got to have some of that ability in there when he was ripping up the championship, didn't he? So
that's it. Yeah, he went to old Man United and
confidence got knocked.
But he's back at Palace, and let's hope that Mr. Zaha has a good season. All right, the last game that was on the Saturday was Chelsea versus Swansea. Did you call this one 2-2? Someone go back and listen to it because we ain't and tell us if we got this prediction right. Chelsea 2, Swansea 2. We both rate Swansea highly for this season, I think. I said Andre Ayew's going to have a cracking season. He bloody scored. And Gomez, I said I should have put it in my dream team. Yeah. He scored. 2-2. Did you watch any
of
this one?
Happy. No, I've only heard about this one. So, and yeah. I know Mourinho was not happy.
Is he ever happy, that boy?
Didn't he start bitching about the Fitbit fitness woman?
Number one, she's not fit. She's just a woman. And number two, yes, he was. Because she treated Hazard when they were down to 10 men. So Courtois had been sent off, which obviously annoyed him. You know, got your keeper injured. Keeper sent off, rather. Bugger. And then Hazard got injured. And he went down and Fitty, as you call her, come onto the pitch, and Hazard had to leave the pitch because she come onto the pitch. So the player had to get off the pitch. So that put them down to 9 men for that time. And he got really angry with it. Blah, blah. Rest
is history. She must have been sent on. She obviously didn't just run on by her own accord.
Well, I don't know what's gone on. This is whole Mourinho. Welcome to the Premier League. I don't know. Like I said, I didn't watch this one, but it's Mourinho. What do you expect? Good. Well done to Begovic for failing to stop the penalty. Guided, mate.
Should have stayed at Stoke.
Should have stayed at Stoke. At least he'll get a game next week. So if you've got Courtois in your dream team, get him off.
Yeah, I know.
Oh dear, Wayne. We'll get to you later, won't we?
That was my big money fucking signing.
Oh dear. So Courtois is actually the third keeper to be sent off in Premier League for Chelsea after Frodo Grodas in 97. Who the hell was he? And Petr Cech in versus Wigan in 2009. Blimey.
Saint Ed De Hooy was never sent off. He was crazy.
Ed De Hooy. Jesus Christ, you're going back there, Wayne. You're
God, he had...
Showing your age, mate.
God, he was lanky.
He's lanky in bed. Loved you. He'd love you in bed. He'd smoke some weed after raping you. That's what Ed DeHoy'd do. And then he'd eat a pancake on your tits.
Why would he eat a pancake?
Because he wants to eat pancakes on your tits. Because he had a bald head as well, didn't
he? Is that a Dutch thing?
What?
Is that a Dutch thing?
Yeah, they like pancakes. You like pancakes.
Stop.
Stop. I got waffles.
His penis is not erect yet.
I've got pancakes on my bald spot. And you must lick them. I've gone Sean Connery again. I always go Sean Connery. I always go Sean Connery when I go Dutch. I don't know why that is. Bollocks. Okay, now let's get to the depressing one for moi. See, I can do French as well. Versatile, you see. Arsenal versus West Ham. Now, you said 3-0 Arsenal, and I said 4-0. I was feeling ballsy as an Arsenal fan.
I thought you'd at least get to November before you start crashing. I didn't think that would be the first game.
Game one. No goals from our non-existent strikers. Same old Arsenal.
I know, that's the issue. It's not the result. Because like you say, it's game one. Why worry? It's the fact it is the same issues that have always been there as the worrying thing.
Yep. And Benzema is not going to come to Arsenal, I don't think now. Not because of this game, I just don't think he'll come. But
you need a fucking spine. You need a striker, a poacher striker, not a pretty striker.
Well, we've got
poacher.
Welbeck. Welbeck can do that.
He's
and Giroud.
He's not 20 goals a year.
I know he's not, Wayne. I'm saying that we need a Benzema. I'm saying we need a player like that.
You need a poacher. You need a defensive midfielder that will guard, you know, not guard, but...
Coquelin's done brilliant.
Direct, you know, you need someone that will direct a midfield general. Sorry, there we go.
Yeah, Coquelin's good enough for that. I think Coquelin's all right at that.
Very young at the moment, but...
He's very young, but you like him young.
And then you need another central defender, because if anything happens to Mertesacker or Koscielny, you're bugged.
Here's the thing,
well.
Right? Here's the thing. I'm jumping on. I'm throwing out a conspiracy theory that's been going around in my head. Peter Cech threw the game. That's why. That's not, hear me out. Mourinho didn't want Cech to go, but Abramovich said, yeah, let him go. But you got to throw the first game. And he did. Two mistakes. Peter Cech, that's unheard of. What do you reckon to my conspiracy theory?
Bollocks.
Fantastic. So anyway, West Ham had like a 15-year-old kid on there. What the fuck is that?
And the thing was, he was actually guiding the team more. That's exactly the sort of player Arsenal needed. But
he was fucking awesome. Oh, Reece Oxford, 16 years old. I'm almost twice as old as him, Wayne. How old does that make you feel? That you're almost twice as old as a Premier League footballer. Fucking hell. There's no hope, is there, for us?
The thing was, he actually done really well, and everyone's saying what great manager Bilic is after we were saying, out of the Europa League, sack of shit.
Well, the thing is, with the Europa League, he did, like, play his third team out there, but even still, even if, because they didn't want to be in the competition. Fair
certainly
enough.
Certainly looks like it.
Fair enough. I get that. I understand it. That they don't. They're moving to a new stadium next year. They don't want the hassle of trying to survive in a Premier League and have the burden of a 60,000 capacity stadium in a Championship. I understand that. I understand their premise behind it. But then just play your second team. Their second team should be able to beat a bunch of jobbers from Afghanistan. I'm sorry, they should. And that was their issue. And I think their lack of depth will make them struggle this season. Arsenal, on the other hand, yes, there are issues. It's one game down. Chelsea had a bad game. You know, Man United weren't great. They although picked up 3 points. So I'm not crying about it.
Liverpool weren't great, even though they picked up 3 points.
I actually thought Liverpool were okay. But, you know, we'll get on to Liverpool in a minute. Should we do that now?
Yeah,
we'll,
why not?
We'll skip Newcastle, Southampton, because I didn't see it at all, Wayne. 2-2. Newcastle 2, Southampton 2. I didn't watch it at all.
Newcastle played really well.
Did they?
Yeah, from what any of the highlights I've seen, but Newcastle played really well. Shouldn't have gone behind. Managed to get in the head. probably would have been about the correct result, but Southampton were plucky and pulled one back. So, to be honest, Newcastle were the better team, but a draw certainly was probably about right.
What did you think of this new kid that everyone's spunking over, Wijnaldum?
Newcastle got a knack of signing players and making a hell of a profit in sort of 12 months' time or whatever, so can they do it again?
Yeah, no, well, they might do. He's Dutch as well, isn't he? Wijnaldum. So do you reckon that Steve McLaren speaks in his silly Dutch? Yes, he likes pancakes.
Why is he Sean Connery again?
I don't know. He likes pancakes.
I'm not even going to attempt to say his name. That Serbian guy that come on. He got a hell of a reception, and they were like, oh, yeah, he's going to be a good striker for Newcastle. Nearly sent off within the first 30 seconds.
Yeah, I did see that.
And he's got a reputation of doing that as well.
Yeah,
so
he's one of those Eastern Bloc people with an attitude. I can name a few of those, but I won't because I'll be deemed a racist. Right, next, Stoke versus Liverpool. Now, you thought Liverpool weren't that good.
I wouldn't say not that good, that's a bit harsh, but you remember two or three years ago when they were up there in the league and they just looked so toothless, just not like their strikers looked so separated from their midfield. I think there's signs of that again, but that is the first game of the season. They've done something which they didn't do last year, which was win when playing averagely. That would have been a loss last year.
I'll tell you what, Wayne. I was sitting here on Sunday watching that game, almost falling asleep. It was that boring of a football game. And getting to Liverpool, can you remember the last game of the season?
Oh, well, the 1-2 Stoke.
6-1. Stoke hammered Liverpool at the last game of the season. 6-1.
You couldn't tell me those players were trying.
But still, you can't lose 6-1 if you're Liverpool to Stoke. So this was redemption. They've turned that round. They won the game.
That's the thing. Last year, this would have been a loss, you know.
Exactly. And they've turned it into a win. So
they've got a win out of a game they didn't play that fantastic in. Exactly. Hopefully, they'll find their goal stride. But, you know, it's too early to damn them yet. So
I tell you, you look good. Or I might. We'll talk about fantasy football in a second. But that Gomez for Liverpool looked really good in defence. And I'm looking through their squad. I'm looking at their substitutes from the weekend. They've got Carlo Torre, Firmino, who's still trying to get some match fitness. Moreno, Origi, that Belgium wonder kid. Danny Ings and Bogdan. I mean, that's a pretty good bench, man. That's all right. I'd be very, very satisfied if I was a Liverpool fan right now. I really would. I mean, you look at that 11, so you've got Mignolet, Klein, Skirtle, Lovren, Gomez, who's had a fantastic game. That's a good solid defence. Milner, Henderson, Ibe, but you're going to expect Firmino to fit in there. So Milner, Henderson, Firmino, Coutinho, Lallana, and Benteke. That's a damn good team. Maybe not defensive. Maybe they need to keep hold of Lucas Levia, who I hear they're selling. So
they've been saying that for years, though.
No, apparently he's going to go. anyway, let's get to the last game, which was Monday Night Football. And it was West Brom at home to Manchester City. No surprises that Manchester City won. They won 3-0 with goals, a brace from Yaya Toure. And we were talking about Yaya Toure on the show last week, saying that he needs a big season. And if him and company have a big season, Man City have a big season. And he scored a brace, and company got a goal as well. So, wow. If you're a Man City fan, you've got to be like, if these two guys are on form with the first game of the season, we're going to be good.
Out of the title prospects, this definitely was the only match that they lived up to their name. Like we said, Man United, Liverpool, Arsenal, Chelsea, they all were underachieved, even though some of them won. Man City were the only ones to come out of the blocks and do what we expect.
Yep, absolutely, and they've done it brilliantly. What did you think of Raheem Sterling?
I've only read reports to the match, to be honest, so...
You didn't watch it?
No, I didn't see it.
He looked okay. He looked sprightly. is what I'll say for him. He looks sprightly.
But I'm guessing Toure was back to his old self, was he? Powerhouse in midfield, bursting forward.
Absolutely, and Kompany looked just a beast at the back. So, wow, I tell you what, Man City fans, you're going to be very, very happy. So that's it. Those were the games this week. Now, should we get into the fantasy football?
If we must.
Now, last week, I said, on this very show, Wayne, as long as one of us is top, it doesn't matter. And one of us is top. It's me. And one of us is bottom, which is you, Wayne.
Aren't we second from top, second from bottom, thank
no,
you?
No, no. You are bottom.
Oh, great.
Have a look at it now. Points have been updated. I am top and you are bottom.
Fantastic. That's even better than I thought it was.
So let's firstly run through the standings. So 19th is Wayne Edmonds. 18th, Kai Valentine. Joint 16th, Tony Allen and Alan Turner. 15th, Scott Pears. 14th, Richard Reese. 13th, the mop jockey, an American that knows nothing about football, is 13th with 34 points. Matt Jansen is 12th place. A joint 10th with DJ Docchio and Mark Stringer, a.k.a. Hippo. 9th place, Tom Hughes, the guru. 8th place, Joby Reed. I like old Joby. He's a funny bastard. Joint 6th place, Kev Wilby and Jack Linford. 5th place, Nick the Sexy Pants Newton with 42 points. 4th place, Ed Bevan, 45 points. Unlucky Ed. 3rd place, Andrew Burford, 47 points. And 2nd place, Mark Pryor with 50 points. And the leader with 56 points is me. Wayne, you're only 45 points behind me already after the first game.
Am I 45 points?
Well,
41, thank you.
You're a whole week behind me already.
Well, don't worry, I think I can make some transfers. If I can transfer my whole team, I will. Because I didn't realise you could actually have more midfielders and strikers, so I'm now going to go
you
very
can,
heavy.
You can change a whole team whenever you want. You can play your wild card. There is a wild card that you can do. Or, of course, you can change them, but you'll lose some points for as many as you get. So, yeah, are you going to change some players this week already?
I'm doing the whole team.
You're doing the whole team. You're doing the wild card already on week two.
No, it's not a wild card. It's just a transfer, isn't it?
No, you can play a wild card. You get one wild card where you can change all your team and you won't get charged any points.
Do you get charged on points for changing, do you?
Yeah, if you change, you're allowed to change one player a week for free. But if you change two players, you get -4 points for the next game. If you change three players, you get -8 points for the next game. Okay, so Wayne, let's go through the top scorers. So if you have 131 points if you have the complete dream team this week, which is Adrian in goal for West Ham with 11 points. The defence, four defenders, Kompany with 14 points. Gomez, 11 points. Amavi for Aston Villa, 9 points. And Delaney, 9 points. Five midfield this week get into the dream team. Yaya Toure, 16 points. Mahrez, 15 points. Albrighton, 15 points. Kabayi, 10 points. Ayu for Swansea. So that's Andre, not Jordan. It's going to be confusing that going forward. 10 points, and only one striker got into the dream team this year, in this week, with Kone for Everton. So you're changing your whole team. You're using your wild card, and wow. Okay, mate. I don't think I'm going to change my team at all. I might do one transfer, but you know, if you're top, people have got to chase you, haven't you?
Just can't believe I'm so far behind already.
You are so far behind. So out of the 3 million players, I'm 65,000th. It's good. I'm happy with that.
I think we'll just stay with the league.
Yeah, we'll stay in the league, definitely. Okay, right, should we have a look? So good luck everyone next week. I'm sticking with Cech and goal away against Crystal Palace. I reckon he can redeem himself. He's got to, hasn't he? My defence, I'm going to stick with three at the back. Ivanovic. I think Man City and Chelsea might be a horrific 0-0. So I'm going to keep company and I'm going to keep Ivanovic. And Klein at home against Bournemouth. Yeah, come on. My midfield, Firmino, who's probably not going to play. I might drop him down. Depay, Barkley and Willian, who I might drop. And then up front, Kane, Rooney. And I'm going to put Benteke as my captain this week at home against Bournemouth. That'll do, won't it? It's all right. Are you copying down my team?
I'm going to go through my team for next week, and I'm going to start in goal with Jobber 1, and then move on to a defensive 3 of Jobber 2, Jobber 3, Jobber 4.
And then you're going with my plan of midfield, are you?
Yeah, I'm going to have to do something.
You're going to have to do something.
At the moment, I was so gutted because Tadic set up and was getting loads of points, and I thought, I've got Tadic, that's good. And then I realised he was on the bench.
Oh dear, that's not very good, mate. So you're doing your team right now live on air?
No, I was just looking at it. I changed the other thingy on Sunday. I knew that obviously changes wouldn't take effect until next week.
Yeah. Why don't you go for someone like... I'm not going to help you. Fuck it. Help yourself. Help yourself, but I'm just immediately going to drop Willian because I don't think he's all that. He was good. He scored me points, actually, to be fair, but nah, I'm dropping him. All right, should we have a look towards... So good luck, everyone, this week. Good luck catching me up, you fuckers. and Wayne, try not to finish last again next week.
I'll try not to. That's not my plan.
Well, let's hope not. Okay, let's look at the head towards the upcoming fixtures for this week. There's a Friday game this week, Wayne.
Friday, you can't keep up with when they keep doing it.
I know, there's a Friday game. Friday, Saturday, Sunday and Monday games this week. So first
Friday's normally championship night. They must have rejiggled the rights again or whatever.
Oh, I don't know what's fucking going on, but you've got four nights of football this week, so just yeah. Okay. So Aston on Friday, Aston Villa versus Man United. Away win.
Villa got a terrible record against United, didn't they? So I can't see it changing, to be honest.
No, I'm going to go 2-1 Man United, I think. 2-1 Man United.
2-0.
2-0. Shitting on the Villa. All right, and then Saturday, we'll move on to Saturday. Arsenal ain't playing again. I was again on a Sunday, fuck's sake. So Southampton versus Everton. I think that'd be a good one. I think that'd be a good game. I'm going to say 2-1 Everton.
I'm going to say 2-1 Southampton.
Ooh, there we go. I think that looks like a cracker.
That can go either way.
It could definitely go either way. And then we move on to a game which won't be a cracker. Sunderland versus Norwich. I'm going 1-1.
No, I was swaying towards Norwich. I think you're probably closer there. I'm going to go 1-1 as well.
Cool. Swansea versus Newcastle.
Ooh, I'm going to go Swansea 2-1.
I concur. Tottenham versus Stoke.
Ooh, that or the mid-table again.
Yeah.
I can see Stoke nabbing that because they've signed Shaqiri today for $12 million.
I reckon he's going to be a flop.
I could see that being a boost to the team even if he don't play, so I can see Stoke nicking that 2-1.
I see Tottenham bouncing back from the Man United loss, and I see Tottenham winning 2-0. Watford versus West Brom, that'll be a thrilling one.
Especially when Pulis fucking there, he just kills anything. I know he's a good manager, but he's so fucking negative. 1-1.
I'm saying 1-0 Brom with Ricky Lambert scoring his first goal. There you go. West Ham versus Leicester. Two teams who are on a high, both win. Both won at the weekend. Both in the top four at the minute.
Oh, that's a tricky one. Because I don't think those matches represent how they'll play this year. I'm going to side with West Ham 1-0.
West Ham 1-0. I'm going to say 0-0.
After both do really well going forward,
Crystal Palace on Sunday, this is now. Lunchtime kickoff. Crystal Palace versus Arsenal.
Ooh, Pardew versus Wenger. That's always been good.
Yeah, they might have a fight.
Hopefully. I can see Arsenal getting their first win here.
Can you?
Yeah, 2-0. He's got to put a rock up there, surely.
I'm saying 2-2.
Oh, yeah, and they'll go on another one.
Yeah, all right, and 2-2. But there you go.
Wenger out.
Oh, my God, those fucking people after one game. If you watched Arsenal TV, mate, and you watched some of the people on there, it's hysterical. Like, Wenger out, you're having a laugh, mate. Wenger out, get him out after one game, one defeat. Oh, dear. It really is pathetic. Then we've got Man City versus Chelsea, which is the evening kickoff on
first
Sunday.
First big one of the season.
First biggie of the season. Sorry, Tottenham and Man United.
But, nah, that's going to be boring. I think that'll be 0-0. Mourinho will drag that out and he'll go, well, we've come away from Man City with a draw. We're happy with that.
I completely agree. I've got a feeling Aguero might get on the score sheet at some point. But I'm saying 0-0.
Are you going to put 0-0? It's going to be 1-1.
Yeah, if it's not 0-0, it'll be 1-1. I think it'll be a bore draw anyway. And then we'll go to the Monday game, which might not be a bore draw. It might actually be a very exciting, entertaining game because it's Liverpool versus Bournemouth.
It's interesting for several reasons. So, the way that Bournemouth can attack. Liverpool, will they finally get going attacking-wise?
Yeah.
I think that'll be Liverpool, personally. 2-0.
Oh, God, 2-0.
And that'll be the first goal for Benteke.
I think Benteke is going to get on the score sheet this week. Hence, I'm putting him as captain. Liverpool 4-1. 4-1.
Going for it.
I'm going for it because I think Firmino will come on late in the last 20 minutes, like he did this week, but he'll get a goal. All right, and Benteke is going to get 2, and some other job will get another one. And then 4-1 then. And I'll still be pissed off because Klein would have not got his bonus point for conceding the goal. But there you go. But yeah, Benteke, brace, top of the league again. Let's do it. All right. And Wayne, get some points this week, please.
I'll try, even if it just... I just want to finish above Gypsy, that's all.
Just don't come last.
It's not a lot to ask.
It's not a good look on us, is it, really? You coming last.
I like being a sandwich.
Yeah.
Everyone else being our villain.
How are people going to respect you as a host if you're coming last in the fantasy football?
Wow. At least I'm half good at predicting outcomes.
Well, we haven't decided that yet. We need a listener to tell us what you predicted last week and if you got any right.
I'm sure Andy will do it.
Yeah, Andy, get on it.
He'll do a grid and a bar chart.
Yeah, do a chart and... He don't even play the fantasy football. He could be our little statistician. He could be our stato.
He could be our stato.
We need a stato. Stato. That shows their age. Yeah, fucking hell, get stato. Okay, that'll do it for this week. So, lots of good football coming up this week. And good luck with the fantasy football. Looks like it's going to be an interesting week. And, yeah, that'll do us, I think. Wayne, say goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, how can we find you? Other than in midget sex clubs. Noshing off men.
God, that's what I spend all my time doing. So it's
Britney Spears either, music.
It's either there or on the website, so dsjmp.com.
Do you ever play Dungeons & Dragons?
No, I'm not that sad as another...
Hey, that's not sad. It's not that sad. Dungeons & Dragons is all right. Fucking better than wanking yourself into oblivion. Like you do.
What about if you could wank yourself into oblivion? That'd be amazing.
You go into oblivion.
Poof.
The computer game. I'd do it. If it was Oblivion the computer game, I'd do it. I love that computer game. It's my favourite computer game of all time. Did you ever play that?
What one was that?
Fuck it. Let's move on. Let's go. Say bye, Wayne.
Bye, Wayne.
And thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Well, some of the crowd are on the pitch. Come to the crowd on the pitch.